It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I'm a survivor.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Good Old Podcast. I'm Jack French, really, for a while, who's 24/7. And it's a new recruiting episode as we bring in wide receiver commit Isaiah Robinson. He'll be on the show, and during the second half, we'll ask him a lot of questions about his commitment to Virginia. We'll have him answer a few Wahoo's 24/7 subscriber questions as well, like, for example, any pregame superstitions that he has, who's he recruiting, obviously, who would he put a crystal ball pick? So a lot of stuff in the second half of the show. So we will be kind of continuing on our weekly tradition, it seems like, where we're interviewing some of those 2025 commitments. But before we get to that, why don't you go ahead and like this video if you're on YouTube, like our channel, click on the bell so that you're notified, and then head over to wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it's Spotify or Apple, and then leave us a review and rate us so that we continue to grow this show. And if you're really into recruiting, you're really into Virginia sports, you can go ahead and subscribe to us at Wahoo's 24/7. It's going to get really busy in March. I mean, looking at the schedule, you not only have March Madness, so we will be in D.C. for the ACC tournament. You have the Virginia women's basketball team that's also on quite a run, winning 4 out of 5 games, winning 3 games over for top 25 opponents. But obviously, there's also recruiting that's picking up. I mean, guys are setting their official visits now in February. They're also setting their spring visits. So a lot of things are set to happen in the next few weeks. And before we invite Isaiah to come on the show here, let's talk about a few things that's going on recruiting wise. Obviously, Virginia picked up a very nice commitment over Christopher Spence, a in-state DB. Yes, he's going to high school in Maryland, but Mount Zion does not have a football team for next year. So he's set to go to a different school, but he's also originally from Chesapeake, Virginia. So this is a kid that you wanted to keep close to home. Virginia was able to secure that. And obviously it's a position of need. Cornerback. That's somewhere that they've been kind of struggling to keep their numbers. Virginia was still actively looking for one more guy that they will look at the portal to add in that position, but they already got one guy in this class. I feel like they're sitting pretty well with a number of DBs in this class, including Woodbury Forest DB Sheldon Robinson, who is set to visit Virginia. We are waiting word on what date he is set to visit, and we'll report that on Wahoo's 24/7 when we confirm that visit. But we have been told by Robinson that he has officially set his Virginia official, along with an official visit to Duke and Virginia Tech. So Virginia's in a good spot for Robinson. I mean, they made him feel like a priority. I mean, I think everyone but one assistant coach was at his basketball game during the contact period. So obviously making him know that for sure he's a priority target. So there's a number of guys who've already set their official visit. I think it's crucial that some of these guys are going. A lot of them are in-state playmakers like Jalen Gilchrist, a offensive lineman. He set his official visit. So we're going to take a quick break so then we can have Isaiah Robinson kind of join us in the show to discuss his decision to commit to Virginia and plenty more.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future. New documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to Paramount Plus to try it free. Terms apply.
I'm Jack Franchilli for Wahoo's 24/7. And as you can see, we're joined by Virginia wide receiver commit Isaiah Robinson. Isaiah, thanks so much for joining us on this special episode.
No problem. Happy to be here.
So, Isaiah, how does it feel knowing that you were the first commit in this class and kind of start the ball rolling, especially in state?
I mean, it feels great. I didn't think I would start the ball rolling, but it's good that I somewhat contributed to doing that. So I'm happy to be the first one and help with that as well.
You committed rather early. You committed in November, right around when the end of the regular season for you. Well, why did you want to commit so early?
I just knew this was the place I wanted to be at after going to the games and after seeing the campus. I just knew that UVA was the place for me to be. And then as well, my dad wanted me to get it out the way early. So, yeah.
So what was the big thing about Virginia that swayed you to stay at in-state? But what was something about, you know, either watching the game, your relationship with the coaches, what was the biggest factor for you?
What really, like, caught my eyes was when after a game, Tony Elliott finished and he was getting interviewed after a big win. He was like, I love to give all glory and thanks to Jesus Christ, to my Lord, or like thanks to God and everything. And that just caught my eye because like at this time, I'm like really trying to strengthen my relationship with God and stuff. So I feel like if I have a head coach that has the same mindset as me, I feel like that would be great. And as well, my relationship with the coaches has always been good. Like I knew Adam Mims before the season started and we were talking as well. And like throughout me watching games and stuff, and I just really like seeing the QB. Even though I realized he was a freshman, I was like, he caught my attention, really. Him doing that as a freshman was crazy. So that's what got me there.
It also must help knowing that if you do well in practice and kind of show out when you get to Virginia, you have a potential to be a freshman contributing yourself, I'm guessing.
Yeah, facts.
I know Adam Mims is a coach, obviously, position coach. He's the one who's also recruiting you. But Kevin Downing, I think, was the first coach to approach you, right? Because that's the area recruiter.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah.
So what? Tell me a little bit about relationship with Downing and Mims. How did that relationship start? And why did you kind of grow close to those guys?
They just talked to me a whole lot. They like went to my school kind of after the season ended and stuff. So it was because mainly they talked to me a whole lot.
I'm guessing also seeing Malik Washington put out those record numbers and now his stock rising. He's going to be at the NFL Combine scouting thing, I think, on Thursdays when the receivers are going to compete. How much did that factor in when you saw what they were able to do with the receivers in his first year as wide receivers coach with Adam Mims?
That really factored a lot because Malik Washington, watching him at slot, it was like something I can envision myself doing because, like, even though I'm a tall receiver, I really focus on route running, like, throughout most of my receiver, like all of my receiver career. So I feel like I could be a slot or outside receiver. And then watching the outside receiver as well, Adam Fields, he's tall, big, and then y'all are not afraid to throw them the deep ball. So like I knew I could be slot or outside receiver if needed.
There's this whole big movement that Virginia is trying to do and it's about keeping the best in state. What does that mean? Does that mean something to you that you're representing the place that you were born and grew up in?
I mean, that means a lot to me for real, because I'm growing up around football players. Most of the football players that helped me become who I am right now, they came from UVA. So like, it's just great to like give back. Like, let's say I play in the season, just to give back to them for like what they did for me, basically going to the same college with them.
So I'm guessing as a guy who's from the 804, how many guys are you currently recruiting in the Richmond area to join Virginia?
I'll say between like 8 or 12. Yeah.
So I know when we interviewed right after your visit, you didn't want to name those names just because you wanted to. But at the same time, what is your recruiting pitch when you talk to these in-state guys What is something that you tell them about Virginia that you say, this is the reason why you should pick UVA?
I tell them a whole lot of different things. I tell them my story and why I went there. And also tell them how it's a great education. Number one, like top five in the country, how you could play as a freshman. They're not afraid to put you in. And it's just great how they focus on making you a better man on and off the field, not just only caring about football, but caring about how you are off the field and then how you are in the classroom, just other aspects that you need in life.
And I was actually on grounds today. I was actually interviewing Coach Mox, the women's basketball coach, but I was driving by and I saw the new facilities and you see windows and everything like that. It's coming together. I think this summer is the deadline there. How incredible is seeing that? Because you toured it as it's getting built. How much did that play in a role in your decision? But just seeing that as you're going to be part of the class that gets to go use that?
Yeah, it was mainly the second choice part. Like just being a part of the class that gets to see that. Because that, like seeing the thing before it was built was actually great. Because it looks huge. I didn't think it was going to be that big, but I can just envision it how like well it's going to look.
I know you didn't want to name any names, but at the same time, I'm gonna put this out there. Do you feel like there's going to be another 804 guy committing to Virginia by the end of the cycle?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Would you want to name who you pick? Who would you crystal ball? If you were a 24/7 sports analyst, who would you crystal ball?
Crystal ball. What do you mean by crystal ball?
When on 24/7 sports, we crystal ball where we predict guys where they end up going. So if you had to crystal ball someone to Virginia, who would you put?
I'll put Zay Davis, running back from Collegiate. And then hopefully safety from Woodbury Forest. I forgot. Oh, Sheldon Robinson, those two. I've been talking to them.
Okay. Well, Sheldon Robinson just told me today he set his Virginia official. So he's also got official lined up for Duke and Virginia Tech. So so he's already got a visit. So Virginia is certainly making him a priority. So like I said before we start recording, I did ask Wahoo's 24/7 subscribers to send in some questions for you so that they can get to know you better. So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So one of the first questions is, which college or pro receiver do you feel like you model your game?
College. I try to, mainly NFL. It was mainly CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson. Just focus on our route running, but at the same time, ready for the deep ball. But like most of my teammates say, I play like T. Higgins, but I don't really watch him that much.
So you mentioned routes. What is your favorite route to run?
Probably the comeback or a post. Yeah, one of those two.
All right. So now that, you know, you went through the recruiting process really early, you said your dad wanted to do that. I'm guessing one of those reasons is so that you can focus on your senior year. Yeah. One of the questions here, what are your goals for this offseason going into the next year?
Offseason? Just become stronger and faster for real. And then, of course, practicing on my routes and catching the ball, but as it becomes stronger and faster for the next season.
And your rehab's going good?
Yeah, it's going great, yeah.
So pregame rituals. Do you have any pregame superstitions? Do you listen to anything particular in your headphones during your pregame preparations?
Not anything particular. Like whatever they put on the speakers, I just listen to that. But I usually just pray before the game. That's a big one. Pray or meditate. I probably do both, yeah.
I used to cover a Florida Gator receiver. He's now with the Chiefs, Kadarius Toney. He used to have a strawberry Nesquik before every football game. Do you have any weird food things that you would drink or eat?
Not really.
No strawberry Nesquik for you then?
Definitely not that.
Okay. It was pretty funny. There was one day where there was like a bunch of chocolate and he literally looked in the pie and I was like, where's my strawberry? I need my strawberry. he got his strawberry one. They also won that game. He also says it was a strawberry Nesquik that helped us win the game. So besides football, what other things do you like? What are some of the passions that you have besides football?
You said about athletically or just like outside
anything? You know, some guys talk about, you know, video games. Some guys talk about something else. So what do you like besides football?
I like to draw and then play basketball with my brother. Those two main ones. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a particular Like, do you like drawing anime? Do you like drawing landscape, real?
I just draw anything that comes to my head. I just draw anything that comes to my mind. Like, let's say I watched a good movie yesterday. I'll probably draw a scene from that movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any movie in particular that you think when you said that, any particular movie that popped in your head that was like, that was one that led me to drawing?
Probably Transformers.
Well, that's a good one.
I did that as a kid, yeah.
Okay.
So I just like drawing them.
Yeah, my kids love Bumblebee. That's obviously their favorite right now. Mm. What degree are you pursuing when you go to Virginia?
Trying to be an architect or a civil engineer. Yeah, those main two.
Explains your connection to the Transformers too.
Yeah.
What is your one biggest, I guess, life goal? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
10 years. If not in the league, then probably being a civil engineer for some business and hopefully having a family and stuff by then, by 10 years. Yeah.
Now, my final question is not from a subscriber. It's just, you know, when I've covered this, I see a lot of the commit class are becoming really tight. You guys, you know, have group chats. You guys communicate. Do you feel like because you were the first commit, you're from the Richmond area, do you feel like you need to kind of help with the momentum, kind of be like, well, between you, I know Cole Gayer said that because he's a quarterback, he wants to also kind of try to get this class together. Do you also feel that pressure because you were the first commit and one of the local guys?
I don't see it as really pressure, to be honest. Like, when I committed, and I think after Cole Gayer committed, he texted me, like, about, like, I'm happy to see you committed, stuff like that. So that was pretty cool. But I don't really feel pressure. It's just, like, when I'm around them and they ask me, how's college? Like, what you think about college? Where do you think I should go? I just put my input into it.
Have you guys all started communicating now? If you know of John, Grayson, you know, Chris now. Have you guys all started, like, talking to each other, getting to know each other?
Oh, a little bit, but not too much. Yeah.
All right. Well, Isaiah, I really appreciate it. I'm guessing you'll be going to visit Virginia here in the spring and possibly in the summer for your...
Oh, yeah, for the game, spring game, yeah.
All right, nice. There'll be a lot of guys there, so are you ready for your recruiting pitch?
Oh, yeah, I'm for sure ready.
All right, pretend that we are a random recruit at a game. What would you tell them?
I'll just tell them, I'll just ask them how they're doing, what you think about this campus. Then when they ask me what you think about, I'll say, this is a great opportunity for you to grow as a person on and off the field. And if you want to play early, this is probably the place to be. And if you want to make it to the league, this is the best way. And if you're an in-state player, there's nothing better. All your family can come. Won't be a hard drive. It's only in Charlottesville. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, Isaiah, thank you so much for joining us today and answering our questions, answering our subscriber questions. I really appreciate it. Nope. Thanks so much for Isaiah for coming on the show. It's been nice to get some of those 2025 commitments on the show so you get to know them before they even step foot on grounds, before they even sign those national letters of intent. So it's nice to have him on the show. We had Grayson Reed and Cole Gayer also on the show the last few weeks. We're hoping to get some of the other guys on the show as well as we kind of continue on the next few weeks as we count down to, you know, March Madness, spring football, and obviously those big official visits coming in June that we kind of hinted in the first half of the show, but also all our visit kind of schedule is on Wahoo's 24/7. Our subscribers can kind of see the running list as those visits are confirmed. We confirmed a number of them just today on Wednesday. When I'm recording this, we confirmed about two others that are visiting. We're going to be confirming more. A few others have said they will be taking an official visit to Virginia. We are just waiting for them to let us know when the actual date of those visits are. But again, a lot of things are happening very early because the NCAA might adjust the schedule for early signing day, kind of waiting to see if they have a summer signing day. Which means that those June official visits are crucial. Things are expediting a little bit. So you're seeing these things kind of push forward a little quicker than what you're used to. So again, thank you so much for Isaiah. And if you want to see more of this content, why don't you go ahead and subscribe to us at Wahoo's 24/7, like this YouTube channel, like this video, and obviously follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. For Isaiah Robinson, I'm Jack Franchulli, and I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll be right back.
from producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo. Thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future. New documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.